Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Okay, good morning.
But you're Ariel.
That's me, Ariel.
And I'm Shia. So good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good
wherever
morning,
you are on
good
our
afternoon,
lovely planet.
Good evening. Wherever you are.
Oh, wow. Can you believe it's actually
New Year's Eve? Is it New Year's Eve?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, tomorrow's New Year's Day.
Yes. No, I can't.
No. It went fast.
This year has gone by so fast. We will be in Costa Rica in
less than two weeks. Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That is amazing. Because it was a year ago that we opened the course, and now it's full.
It is so full. Yes. For those 178 people or spaces
who are joining us,
yes, we are very excited to be seeing you soon.
Yes, for Say Yes to Your Life
in Costa Rica. So today's show is called
Transformation.
For a change.
Oh, we finish each other's sentences.
Gotta warn you.
Tuning in.
Hey, I hope we're sounding good. We have a new microphone. I want to thank our executive producer, Randall Libero, who suggested it to us so that would sound even better for you in 2015.
So this is our maiden voyage.
And also, while we're at it,
I hope you can hear us.
I bet you can. Let's also thank our producer of the show, Susan Donlin, for everything you've done. We're, you know, in February it'll be 400 shows, and you've been here every step of the way. And of course, all of our techs, Randy, Matt, and Brad, and the Christina and Kat and Lenore and Corrine, who've been scheduling shows for this past year. Excellent. Thank you all for everything, and a big fat thanks to all of our listeners.
Yeah, you know, we got a thing from our executive producer, Randall, of places that we are listened to in the world where our show is. And the most surprising and amazing thing for us is that the most popular place
for the month of October
was a city in Brazil.
So all of you out there listening who we have never met,
we thank you.
And of course, all those of you who are listening who we know or know well,
thank you too.
We appreciate that you are building the skill set of being here.
And creating a reality that transformation can exist in. You see, reality is a function of agreement. And the agreement on the planet to date has been that everything in life takes time, is hard work, and is difficult to attain, whereas transformation, by shifting the way you interact with your life, it takes an instant, and your life can become spectacular rather than mundane. The instant is when you get into the current moment of your life.
And the best way to get into the current moment in your life on this show is by listening, and that really means to hear what each person has to say from his or her perspective.
It means suspending your own internal conversation where you judge or see whether you agree or already know or disagree with what's being said. So it's about suspending that or holding in abeyance your tendency to go off on thought loops about what you're hearing and seeing how it fits. See if you can just hear what the person says from their point of view. This will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that is where transformation takes place as a byproduct of getting into the current moment.
You could pretend that today's show is like a transformational shower where you are just washing off your regrets or concerns about the past. You're washing off your fears for the future. I mean, when you step in a shower, you aren't talking to yourself about whether or not the water is wet.
They talk about whether it's cold or hot.
You might. But you don't actually need to talk to yourself about anything today. It's really about fully engaging and being here simply to hear what's being said from an anthropological perspective.
And that is a non-judgmental hearing or listening to what people are saying. So you don't see whether you agree or disagree. You just let yourself hear it and bring your attention to it. Don't do other things. You know, we've been trained to multitask. Multitasking is way overrated. In fact, there have been studies that show that people who multitask are really less effective. So let's unitask and unilisten and see what shows up, shall we?
Well, one of the things that showed up is we have a caller.
Her name is Wendy, and she's calling from New York City.
Hi, Wendy. You with us?
Yes. Hey.
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 How are you?
Very good. How you doing?
Good, good.
What can we do for you today? What a nice surprise.
Yes. Well, this topic really, it just really resonated with me. I think that in the past, I have had relationships based on what was wrong with us and spent a lot of time talking about that rather than just living, enjoying life. But I recently had an interaction with a coworker, and it kind of left me a little upset or embarrassed. And I guess it just brought me back to maybe, well, so her and I we've gone out together, we've shared conversations, and they tend to be on a deeper level about life or, I don't know, about the future or boyfriends or, and I've enjoyed them. I mean, they were nice conversations. But I saw that she recently moved her desk right next to mine, and we've had some holiday parties at work. And I just noticed how different she was with other people in our team, just much more, I don't know, just more playful. I guess I just thought to myself, maybe I'm just very, I'm not fun or, I don't know. I just felt like maybe I'm making it heavier than what it is, or I just was surprised at my reaction to it.
Wendy?
Seeing her just interact with other people near me differently than
Wendy.
Me.
Wendy, you may be on a cell phone.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Because you're not
hearing us. We're trying to talk to you, and you keep on talking over
so
us.
Sorry. Okay.
It may be that it's acting like a two-way radio for you, so you're not actually hearing. I have a question for you.
Sure.
When did this disagreement with this coworker start?
I think it happened like around the holiday party, so maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. If you are the Wendy we know and love, I'm curious as to when you had your appendicitis.
Yeah. was the question, when did I have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right before that.
Yeah. I saw you this past Monday night, and you look to me to be more fragile. And if I were to be open and expansive and turn toward you, I'd be more likely to hold back a bit because you seem to me currently to be reserved, like you're still somehow protecting your body, which sometimes happens when you've been really ill. And I know that there were complications to your appendicitis, and you know, you had a drain, you had things coming out your body. I mean,
yeah.
So in general, are you less fun? I don't think so, but right now you seem to me to have a barrier around you that says tread carefully.
Now, I didn't quite understand what you were talking about earlier on about talking about the future and seriousness? Were you talking about relationship?
Yeah, we had talked about relationships, her relationship, my relationship.
I've got it. She's saying that outside of work, as they got together,
right?
They had conversations that included personal matters,
right,
like their dreams for the future, what was going on in their relationship.
Right.
So it expanded upon a professional relationship, correct?
Yes.
I think recently we
were talking, it's at work, and the conversation started going toward, I don't know, future and whatnot. And I found myself trying to be happier or not as serious. And it just got weird because I felt like I wasn't, I just was trying to be fun rather than, I guess, listen. And I guess because I have this idea that I'm not fun.
I don't understand you. I'm getting seriously interested in this behavior that you're exhibiting right now and how frustrating it is to try to understand what your point is.
So
if this was the case and I was your,
coworker,
I would be standoffish too, because I'm finding it really
confusing.
So,
okay. First of all, you're talking and editing at the same time. So you're not just saying your words. There's like this hesitation, and you're also beating on yourself. I think I'm not a fun person.
Right. So you're swallowing what you have to say, so it never fully comes across. And then I'm left baffled as to what you want from me.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I asked about when your appendicitis was, and I'm not sure that was the only circumstance in your life. I know you've had family members who have passed away. You've had other things that are more weighty in nature. My guess is, Wendy, that you're upset. And through the veil of upset, you're experiencing your life and drawing conclusions
that are inaccurate.
You know, the other thing is, we spoke to a number of people in Europe yesterday. We had a call with the logistics team that sets up our courses in both Hamburg and in Cambridge. And I would say, and there were more than 20 people on the call. It was a really lovely conversation with a great number of people. And there was a significant portion of those people who were upset or not quite fully centered after the interactions that happened over the holidays, be they good interactions or, quote, bad interactions.
With family, primarily.
Yeah.
And so somehow I'm just think you're pointing to something.
You see, when you're upset, your field of possibility narrows dramatically to what you think is causing the upset, and they have nothing to do with it, really.
Yeah.
So you grasp on what you know, on the known. The known set becomes what you figure is doing it, rather than it could be a myriad of different possibilities.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I think I have been upset.
Well, you sound upset even now. And you know what? It's actually a relief to hear that.
Yes, because there's nothing wrong with being upset, especially if you're trying to live your life over top of an upset. You never get rid of the upset. See, most people are so avoiding being upset that they stay upset. It's the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist, like being upset, will persist. It'll grow stronger, and it'll dominate your life. And you're demonstrating that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And What's interesting, Wendy, is I know you, I love you, I really care about you, and I was noticing how annoyed I was getting with you because you weren't coming to any conclusive point, which is a really good sign of being upset.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I have felt fragile, and yeah, my sister and her kids came just a couple, like a week ago as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was really aware of how much I thought I was just being open and hosting and, you know, go with the flow or just really enjoying them. But I did find that I had my own agenda and got, I wanted to show them certain things, not many things. Like I just wanted to take them to the tree or the Christmas windows in New York City. And it didn't go the way I wanted. And I did see how I had my own agenda, but it was able to see it and to drop it and really engage with them and just go, you know, we did end up going through the windows. But I think that they are in different states. Their father just passed away and I think they're in different states of mourning. And, I think it
and
was.
So are you. Did you hear what I just said?
No.
And so are you.
Yeah.
In your mind, you want it to be only them that are mourning, and you're over it.
And you're not over it, sweetheart.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But I'd let yourself feel what you're feeling rather than try to move on, because you want to move on. Yes?
Yeah.
What's the name of this show?
It's Try Transformation.
No, the actual name of the show itself.
Being here?
Yeah.
That's what's needed.
Darling.
It's really about allowing yourself to be with what's going on with you rather than try to get over it, through it, beyond it. The game is be with it, allow it to be there, and not allow it complaining that you have to have it. And you know something?
What?
It's time for a break.
You want to come back just after the break?
Sure.
All right, we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. By the way,
yes.
Why not have
yes
2015
yes
be the year you
that
finally
you meet us in person?
Person. We're inviting you
to our seminars, which will support you in having a magnificent life.
You know, we've had people come to New York from Hong Kong, from Australia.
Germany, from
Switzerland, the UK,
from England.
There's no distance that's too far. You can go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and look at the schedule. Our schedule for the entire year next year is up there.
We even have people come from New Jersey and Manhattan.
Yes, we do. And
in the Bronx.
Interestingly enough, we also have a calendar. It's still on the homepage of the website. You can look at it, our calendar with photos that I took for this year. And it also has all of our schedule in the calendar itself. So whether you do it digitally or you do it through the calendar, we've had a number of people already go through the seminar schedule and look at their personal calendar and schedule the things they want to attend for next year, so life doesn't fill in. So we're just giving that to you as a suggestion. If you'd like to join us, you're totally capable of making that happen. You still with us, Wendy?
Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah.
How are you doing right now?
What was that?
How are you doing right now?
I feel good. I feel like a pressure has been removed and just feel good.
Good. Well, that you feel good is a perfect time to say bye-bye, because we have two people holding.
Okay.
Get to them.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thanks for sharing your life with us.
And I'm sure it's going to be very useful, because I'm absolutely positive there are a number of people who have been knocked off center by the pressures of the holidays.
Right.
And so thanks for calling.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
You too.
You too. Okay. We have Zach holding from New Jersey. Zach, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
We're good.
What can we do for you?
To be honest with you, you know, every year we always put new goals for us and for ourselves and try to accomplish as many as we can from them. But what I've noticed, and not just me, probably people around me, we don't really accomplish most of them. Probably it's because we do it wrong. I don't know what's the best way to describe it. But
Zach,
I would like to know how should we approach it. Should we really have like a goal plan, or I don't know. You guys, maybe you can help with that.
Well, Zach,
I didn't quite hear something. Did you say you do accomplish or you don't accomplish?
No, not really. Not most of them. We don't really accomplish them.
Well, that's normal. You know, people make New Year's resolutions about doing their life differently in the current or upcoming year than they did last year or the year before that. And they do that in an attempt to be the good person that they'd like to be.
So people make resolutions to eat better, or exercise more, be more something or less something.
Study on a regular basis while they're in school rather than right. cram just before the test. Making resolutions to be better is fine if that's what you want to do. It just doesn't work very well for most people. It's been our experience that when you are really present in your life, you see what's needed, what needs to be done, and you do it rather than resist doing it. See, most of us have been raised in cultures that are forward thinking. We've been raised by people who've told us the way to be, but aren't that way themselves. They've told us we should work hard, and they do work hard, but they have lost their ability to be satisfied in the everyday moments of their lives. And when you achieve an ability to live in the current moment, then satisfaction is part of your life on a day-to-day basis, a moment-to-moment basis, not when you accomplish some goal that you think will make you better. See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not about changing you or fixing you or making you better. It's about you discovering how to live in the current moment of your life, in your experience of living, not the right way, but your way.
You know, the other thing is, as you were composing or articulating your question, Zach, you kept saying, we plan for the future. We. I would think, and I know that you work with family, so maybe you're talking as a we. I think you're far better off looking at you and only you. And as in, I tend to plan for the future. I tend to set goals and I don't accomplish them. Being personally right. responsible for how your mind is wired is the beginning. It's the starting point. And then anything that you see about how you've gone this year, like perhaps having goals and not accomplishing them, anything you resist will persist and follow you into 2015.
You never have to worry about your to-do list because it will always be there. You know, anything that you don't do that is incomplete will keep coming around until it gets completed. Spiritual terms, it's called karma, that you create karma by being incomplete in an aspect of your life. So if you're incomplete with one of the other of your parents, then you will keep on bumping into people that remind you of your parents.
Including yourself.
As you get older, yeah.
So first thing is that you can only have accomplished exactly what you accomplished this year and not a thing more or less.
Isn't that relieving?
Correct, yes. You can never do more than what you did. It's already
correct.
Done.
But you see, if you look,
so,
Zach,
you know, if I make a list and then me going to the gym more often, how would I help myself accomplish it?
Well, what you're talking about is,
and do better at it.
Look, here's the thing, Zach. Our new system with this microphone through Skype that we're using doesn't allow us to interact with you directly, because if you keep talking, then we can't get through to you.
You ready? What you're describing is change, where you're trying to do something better or different than you did last year. That's the change modality. With transformation, it's about seeing what is without judging what you see. So look, what you're describing is
change.
If you have our book, any of you who have our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work,
that was the first book we. That was the first book we wrote.
Yes.
Page 20, you have the change versus transformation chart. And in there you have the good and bad and right and wrong and
better and worse and beautiful and ugly. That's all part of change.
Past, future. Transformation is about the present moment. It's based in what is. It's not forward thinking. I'll give you an example from Shaya in my life in the difference between change and transformation. And I'll talk about weight because I think at this time of year, a lot of people are thinking, oh man, I put on a few pounds at the holidays and next year I'm going to lose some weight.
Ain't that true?
Okay. I've gone about looking at my weight two different ways. One is say, oh, I have this event coming up, whether it's a birthday celebration, a wedding I'm going to, something. I'm going to lose X pounds so that I look better. Whenever I have done that, it's saying that where I am is not okay right now. And I've found it effortful. And I either have not lost the weight, or if I do, I rebound immediately because there's something about it where I'm resisting how I am and trying to be a better me.
Well, you see, the thing is this. In the current moment of your life, you cannot be different than you are in the current moment of your life. So if you can't be different, complaining to yourself about it, how you are, that you've gained weight or whatever, is of no value. And, you know, beating on yourself does not produce well-being. It's funny. See, you'll go out of your way to produce for a teacher, say, who's been kind to you. And you'll not go out of your way to produce for a teacher who's sarcastic or mean. But if you listen to the conversation in your own head, you'll see that most of the time, you're sarcastic and mean with yourself rather than kind and generous with yourself.
And we know that for most people, it's an odd idea to be kind to yourself if you, for instance, want to lose weight or want to exercise more.
Or have not achieved a goal that you set for yourself.
I mean, we've been trained that we need to be more rigorous. But the truth, Zach, is when I've gone about the, I'm going to talk about the transformational approach to, No, we have three people holding Shy.
Yeah, that's
Mary
right.
Mary is tiny there.
Yeah.
Which is, I've looked and said, you know, I want to live a healthy lifestyle. And we hired your girlfriend, Christina, to train us in metabolic balance. And it was very interesting to me that I went away for the holidays and all of the holiday food options, and I didn't gain any weight over the holidays. And I think that that's really amazing. But for me, my food choices were just in line with how I was living as opposed to accomplish a goal for the future. And it really was about being kind to me, and being kind to me included. I wasn't going to load up on stuff that I felt crummy
after eating. Hey, Zach. Thanks for calling in.
We got three people and
on hold, and we've got very little show time left. So we're going to say thank you.
And hope to see you.
Thank you for help.
And we hope we see you on Monday.
Excellent. We have Mary from Minnesota holding. You with us, Mary?
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Yeah.
So fun to talk to you and hear you.
Thank you. Happy almost New Year.
Yes. While thinking about what I would say, the whole idea of being kind to myself, you really covered it, and I'm so critical of myself, and I'm criticizing the fact that I'm critical.
Okay, now slow down for a second, Mary. I got something to talk with you about.
She's too good to let it pass.
Yes.
Okay.
So the voice that's critical of you, that is not you. That is a recording. It may sometimes not say the same things, because it always says the same things, you're not doing enough, but sometimes it's kinder. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed? And it, the voice that tells you you should get rid of that voice
is mm-hmm. the voice itself.
Is that same voice?
It feels like a mouse wheel, you know, the...
What? Oh.
A hamster wheel?
A hamster wheel, yeah. That's what it feels
right.
like.
Yeah. Right. Well, it is. But here's the thing, sweetheart. You can let that hamster wheel run and not give it any attention.
Okay.
You see, the voice may say you're not doing well, but yeah. in fact, you are doing well. And yeah. how I know is I've yeah. met you.
Uh-huh.
I met you a number of years ago when you mm-hmm. weren't doing well. And
right.
I've met you more recently and you are doing well. When
yeah,
we met you didn't have a high-paying job. You didn't feel creative in what you were doing. And now you're earning a good living and you are very creative in your artistic endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And life is good for you. But the voice will never change. It will always tell you bad stuff.
And it'll always say it's not enough.
Yes. Yes, it's not enough.
For the voice, you'll never be able to do it well enough or right enough or enough.
Right.
So relax.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a hamster. My sisters and I had hamsters, and they had hamster wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And hamsters are nocturnal, so they would run on their wheel at night, and our wheels usually had a little squeak to them.
Okay.
So they were not only running and you heard the whirring and the squeaking. But that could either be something you focus on and become annoying, or it becomes like white noise that you sleep by or you rest peacefully by. So you could treat your hamster wheel voice as white noise, as opposed to focusing on it and being annoyed by the squeak.
There you go.
Oh.
Hey, and now the white noise is going to say, time to take a break.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes, thank you, Mary.
All
thank
right,
you.
We'll be back shortly, everybody.
So come
we'll
on back and don't miss being
yeah,
here.
Yeah, don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
V You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Hey, we're doing a workshop in New York City, January 9th, 10th, and 11th, called Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle. We are inviting you personally to join us. It will be an extraordinary way to start your new year. And on January 6th, we have an international conference call called Transformation in the New Year for those people around the world in Europe and Asia and everywhere else.
Yeah, so join us. You will be most welcome.
One of the thing is we have calendars that all have beautiful pictures taken by Ariel for the new year, and they have all of our courses that we offer. And they're available on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Also, if you want to get updates from us, you can go to our Facebook page, also Transformation Made Easy. Like it. You'll find out all the things that we're up to. And our email newsletter, which goes out tomorrow, has a really lovely video about transformation from people in the community talking about their experience, and has an article of the month, has all sorts of good things. So you can go up to our website, again, transformationmadeeasy.com, and sign up for the Excellence Club, our email newsletter, and, you know, connect up with us that way. And again, thanks for being our listener. We have
Valerie in New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to really just call in and thank you guys for doing this radio show, and say Happy New Year. Yeah, and it's made a big difference for me, so I just wanted to thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it's cool because I love this topic, and this year I feel like more than other years, or just I don't know, it's how I'm feeling now. I feel that I'm putting less pressure on myself than I ever have to be different than I am. So, and I learned that from you guys. So thank you.
Well, that's great.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I imagine there are other people who are not as well versed in a transformational lifestyle. So I have a few questions that they may be asking. And that is, you say you're putting less pressure on yourself to be different. I'm curious as to what your success level was in the last year, or you know, how that's impacted your life in relating, in business, in interpersonal relationships.
It's success has been great this year. It's been, as far as like when I look at, I mean, when I was listening to your question, it's like things started popping up. So for example, this year, actually, I work as vice president of business development at Tag Online, a great web company, and we are very proud to do your website. And that was actually getting that title, getting that job, really, this year, is what, that's one of the big things that happened for me. And moving into owning that role of actually, really taking responsibility for bringing business to our company, for taking care of our clients, for learning as much as I could about how best to do all those things, that was, I felt like just, I experienced a lot of growth and expansion in those areas. And I just love where I work. I love the people that I work for and with. I get excited about the things that we do for people, about meeting the people that I get to meet. All that is huge, and I feel like this year more than ever, it's just been a gift. It's been like an opportunity that has been presented to me that I didn't have to do anything. Like, I can't specifically say, well, I took, you know, this course in sales training and that course in, I read these four books. Really, what I did is I attended every single one of your weekend seminars this year in New York City. I attended almost every Monday night alive you did in New York City, and I enjoyed it all, and it was fun.
And you came to Costa Rica with us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I came to Costa Rica, and I actually have been, and so that's not new either. I've been coming to Costa Rica and your seminars, and every time, and I can truly honestly say, every time I attend a seminar in every Costa Rica an immersion seminar I take with you guys is different and new, and I always learn new things.
Excellent.
And then
well,
also, yeah.
You know something, Val. Your life in every moment is showing up newly if you're here for it. But you see, most people bring the story of their complaints about their life into the current moment, and so they continue the past into this current moment, producing the future they say they don't want.
Right.
And when you say that you have attended our workshops, you've been investing in your own ability to play the musical instrument called Valerie so that you're living your life as fully as you can live it, rather than settling for what you were programmed with, the automatic download that we all get growing up in the cultures we grow up in. You know,
yes,
people haven't really learned how to live in the current moment of their lives because the people they grew up around didn't. We are a product of the culture we're raised in. And if we don't question how it is that we know what we know, we never go any further than recreate the opposite of what our parents did if we resist them.
So true. That's so well put. Yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it occurred to me that what you were talking about actually answers some questions for our previous caller, Zach. Zach was trying to look at how to accomplish things because he has set goals and has not been largely successful in keeping his word about a lot of goals. And one of the things that you're talking about, Val, that may be hidden from you and maybe hidden from you, Zach, if you're still listening, is what Valerie is talking about is investing with consistency in the things that are important to her.
Well, what most people don't realize is part of the cultural download includes a don't tell me what to do, where we discover our independence in resistance to someone in authority. Now, the problem for most of us is that that translates to how we relate to ourselves when the voice in our head tells us we need to do something. It then says, don't tell me what to do. So you set goals for the new year and then you resist doing them because you don't want to be told what to do.
And then it becomes that hamster wheel that Mary was talking about. Now, the alternative is to look at what you're up to right now, without judging what you see. And in any given moment, there is a choice. There is a choice about how you're investing. And I really saw that, again, if I go back to my holiday, with my food choices. I'd go to the store, and the store had a whole range of sweet things or fatty things or things that I knew my body didn't necessarily agree with. And it's a moment-to-moment choice. Do I pick that up and say it doesn't matter, or do I eat something else? And it, with practice, you get consistent with expressing yourself in a way that's consistent with how you want to live, as opposed to pretending that it doesn't matter. And at the same time, you're not hard on yourself should you pick up that chocolate bar. So it's a balance.
Chocolate bar, that sounds good.
Chocolate, that sounds good. I must be getting ready for lunch. Well, that's the other thing, is decoding yourself. Because my thoughts about chocolate bar right now, for me, equals I'm getting hungry. And it's not really that I currently want chocolate. It's that my body is saying, you know, holding up a flag and saying, hey, you know, it's about time to give me some fuel. So if I start thinking chocolate bar frequently for me, that means it's time to have a meal. And when you decode yourself that way, then you don't have to go for that chocolate bar when really what you want to have is lunch.
That's so great. I love that, the compassion that I've learned through what you're talking about, where you don't have to be like, for me, there's a number of times where I would have gone for the chocolate bar and then really discovered, wait, I feel sick. That was not a good choice. And then being able to not beat up on myself and then noticing it the next time, aha, I want that chocolate bar, but I need food. So that's exciting to me.
You know, but it also includes, I want that chocolate bar. I'll probably feel crummy afterwards, but I'm going to do it anyway. People do that as well, but then if you're going to do that, you may as well not beat up on yourself.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the things for me, when you asked about, you know, my successes, I this year I completed 4 triathlons, and I did a couple half marathons, and I love to run, and I love being active. And I look at that, and I think, wow, you know, that's pretty cool. And I look at what I did, and really I was practicing being kind to myself in the process of not, you know, there's people around me, and all of us have people we can compare ourselves to that are better, faster, stronger. And I could see myself easily going down that path, and sometimes I did. I compared myself. And then I just gave myself, let myself be who I was, and I'm finding that now, too. That just feels so much better because it's me being me, not me trying to be someone else and possibly even injuring myself in the process. So,
hey, Valerie.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
My
we
pleasure.
Have another caller on
yes.
hold. We want to take it before the end of the show.
But thank we you. Really appreciate that. And a great hint for people not comparing themselves, really just letting themselves be them. Thanks.
Yeah, cool. Thank you guys so much.
Mary from New Jersey. You with us?
Yeah.
What can we do for you, Mary?
Well, Ariel and Shia, I'm so excited that I'm on the phone with you, on the show. I really want to say thank you. I am so grateful that I have met both of you in the city on Mondays. I only went twice, but has really changed my life. Between that and my books, I am so excited about this coming year because I have, I feel like I'm starting with a clean slate with everything that I have learned so far with both of you. I am now aware of my parents. I am not judging them, and I am learning to live in the moment. And I have to tell you, you know, that I owe that to you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, it really is a gift hearing that you've heard what we had to say and looked at your life through those eyes and discovered that you can be a uniquely magnificent you.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's great because a lot of our listeners think, gosh, you know, a Monday, it's an effort. Why should I come? You've come to 2 Mondays. You've picked up our books. That's why we call it transformation made easy, an instantaneous transformation. When you see something, it's yours.
And when you see something, it's over if you don't resist what you see. It's really quite remarkable. We've all been trained that life is difficult and hard, and we've discovered that it can be easy and effortless and fun.
Yeah.
Now, I also loved that when you came on that Monday and you looked at the books that we had on display, you picked the one that attracted you. I believe you started with Being Here.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire that. I think that's really great.
Yes, I always believed that that is a better way of living. And I believe that I found it with your program. You know, everything that I have learned from your books and listening from you, it just confirms that I'm in the right path to discover a better way of living, being happy, accepting myself, and living in the present and in the moment, which was something that I was not doing at all. And now I recognize that, and I am so really thankful and excited about the new year. I have made my goals, and I know I'm going to stick with them because I'm committed to be there every Monday. And that's something that we make goals, and we have to be committed to them, and we have to do something about it. And that's what I'm doing about it. I'm investing that Monday evening on myself because I feel that I deserve a better life, and I feel like that's a good investment of my time. And something that I'm doing for myself for the new year.
Well, good for you.
Yes. Have a very, very happy new year.
And you too.
And we appreciate you calling in.
And we appreciate your calling back because we know you came and went.
So thanks. Yes. And, you know, everyone, again, thank you for listening this year. Thank you for listening to the show. If it's been of support, share it with your friends.
Yes, let
you
people know.
You can tweet it. You can Facebook it. You can send email links. Share it with your friends. Share the wealth. And we look forward to seeing you
in the new year.
In the new year.
So thank you very much. And
come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.